This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
This is Continuous Coverage.
Continuous Coverage.
Continuous Coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill.
From the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.
That it is, and all this weekend, we are playing back for you some of the most intriguing interviews and conversations that we've had about this case, as well as relevant audio, including interrogation audio from Lori Daybill and many others involved in this case. Full trial coverage starts Monday. For now, take a listen back.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Talk about some spooky people. Chad and Lori Daybill, if you know anything about them, if you've been following their case from many, many years now. Originally, I heard about it on Dateline. It's people that give you goosebumps. You think of ghost stories and such. These people are scarier than the dead. At least that's how it certainly comes across. But how did Chad Daybill get to be the Chad Daybill that we know today? I think that's a big question. We know a lot about Lori. What about Chad? What about his story? We have this for you. Take a listen.
Chad Daybill was once a mild-mannered publisher, working behind the scenes to bring the works of others to the world. But behind closed doors, his mind was teeming with prophetic visions and religious fervor that would ultimately lead him down a dark path. Growing up in a close-knit community in Utah, Chad was raised in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, more commonly known as the Mormon Church. He was a devout believer, attending church regularly and living a life centered around his faith. After graduating from Brigham Young University with a degree in journalism, Chad began his career in the publishing industry, working as a cemetery plot salesman and later as a book editor for the publishing company, Spring Creek Book Company. It was during this time that he began to write his own books, inspired by his religious beliefs and his fervent belief in the end of the world. His books, which combined his love of the thriller genre with his unique perspective on the end of days, were a hit among readers who shared his religious views. In his 2004 debut novel, One Foot in the Grave, Chad told the story of a man who is given a second chance at life after he is killed in a car accident and brought back to life by a mysterious woman. The novel was a fast-paced thriller that incorporated elements of horror and suspense, and it quickly became a bestseller. Over the next decade, Chad continued to write novels that combined his religious beliefs with his love of the thriller genre. His books, which were often centered around the idea of the end of the world and the second coming of Jesus Christ, were incredibly popular among the Mormon community and beyond. In Evading Babylon, Chad's second novel, a man named Ethan Freeman is forced to flee from the government after they pass a law banning all religious expression in the times of turmoil. The third book in his series, Chad describes a world in which the United States has been destroyed by nuclear war and a new government has arisen, led by a charismatic leader who promises to restore order to the chaos. As his notoriety grew, Daybill began to focus more on his writing and less on his publishing career. He started his own publishing company, Spring Creek Book Company, with his wife Tammy, and began churning out a steady stream of books that combined his religious beliefs with his love of the thriller genre. But despite his outward success, Chad was struggling with inner demons that would ultimately lead him down a dark and dangerous path. He became increasingly obsessed with his prophetic visions and began to withdraw from his family and friends. In 2015, Chad's wife Tammy died suddenly and unexpectedly in her sleep. Her death was ruled natural causes, and Chad was devastated. He poured himself into his writing, and his books took on an even darker tone as he grappled with his grief and his growing religious fanaticism. In the aftermath of Tammy's death, Chad began to have visions of a new wife, a woman named Lori Vallow, who he believed was his soulmate and would help him usher in the end of the world. Chad Daybell met Lori Vallow online in the fall of 2018. Lori was living in Arizona at the time, and she had recently become a fan of Chad's books. She reached out to him via email, and the two quickly struck up a correspondence. As their relationship deepened, Chad and Lori began to make plans to meet in person. In October 2018, Chad traveled to Arizona to meet Lori for the first time. They hit it off immediately, and Chad was smitten with Lori. He believed that she was the woman he had seen in his visions, and that they were destined to be together. Over the next several months, Chad and Lori's relationship continued to grow, despite the fact that they lived hundreds of miles apart. They exchanged countless emails and phone calls, and they even made plans to move in together. But as their relationship deepened, so did their religious beliefs. They became increasingly delusional, and their beliefs began to take a dark and dangerous turn. They became convinced that they were chosen by God to lead a select few to safety before the end of the world, and that anyone who stood in their way was an agent of Satan. But for Chad Daybell, the answer was simple. His religious beliefs had consumed him, and he believed that the end of the world was imminent, and that he was chosen by God to help bring it about. Chad believed that his books were divinely inspired, and that his role as a writer was to spread the word of God and prepare people for the coming apocalypse. Their beliefs would ultimately lead to a series of tragic events that would shock the nation and expose the dangers of religious extremism. JJ and Tylee, Lori's children, would be reported missing, and the investigation into their disappearance would uncover a web of lies, deceit, and murder that would shock the nation. The complete picture of those lies is soon to be unveiled as the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell begins in April of 2023. We'll have complete coverage of it right here for you.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Creepy stuff. If you want to weigh in on any of it, we have a phone number for you to call. It is toll free, 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5537, to share your insights, thoughts on the cases that we are following for you right here. My name is Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe where you're downloading the podcast. You don't miss any of the insights and discussions that we bring to you every single day. Stay with us.